This is Tamara Wallace on KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm visiting with Dalton Gantz. He's a manager at Bondurant Grain in Ness City, Kansas, and he's going to tell us how the wheat harvest has been going.
Yeah, it's been going pretty well for the most part. We're probably over half done by now, and quality started out pretty good, but we've had a few rains on it now, so the test weights are starting to dip a little bit, but yields have kind of been all over the board, and I think we've kind of been better than expected probably for the most part, but you know, it's probably been better than expected for everybody for this year wise, so it's going good so far.
Well, I do thank you for joining me today. So when did you guys start harvest?
Oh, probably what's today, the 25th, probably about 10 days ago or so, probably June 13th or 14th, probably in that area. So we've probably been going for almost 2 weeks now.
So about how much do you think, are you about half done?
Yeah, we're for sure halfway done. You know, we might be closer to 60 or 70%, but it's definitely on the downside of it now.
And can you tell us about your locations?
Yeah, we've got two locations in town in Ness City that we can dump trucks at, and then one location about 8 miles west of town called Laird, and one location about 12 miles south of town called Riverside.
And I noticed you've got probably a lot of capacity. How much can you hold here at your elevator?
Yeah, so in town we can hold about probably here at the main elevator about 1 million bushels, and then over at the east elevator we take white wheat and red wheat there, and so we kind of have to separate it over there. And over at those locations, the white wheat we can handle about 200,000 bushels, maybe a little more, and then the red wheat we can handle about 300,000 or 400,000 bushels, depending on the size of the crop. We can make room for what we need. So,
and I noticed over to the side of your this main elevator, you've got some older elevators, and they're still in use. You guys use them still today?
No, there's a couple, they call it the Stromic elevator, sitting outside here, but it hasn't been in use for a very long time.
And can you tell us how the moisture has been on the wheat?
Yeah, it's been hot and windy, so it's been, moisture hasn't been an issue anywhere. It's been very dry, so we haven't had any issues with moisture. It's been very low.
And I've been speaking with Dalton Gantz. He's a manager at Bondurant Grain in Ness City, Kansas. And I'm Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.